Aztag, this is dictating on Mahendra Gandhi. Mahendra, M-A-H-E-N-D-R-A. Mahendra, M as in Mary, M-A-H-E-N-D-R-A. Mahendra. Gandhi is G-A-N-D-H-I. Gandhi, G as in George. Date of birth, 3-5-59. Date of visit, 4-25-25. Please make a copy for Dr. Kashyap Patel. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, left flank pain with lower chest pain. And cough with recurrent pneumonia, period. Next paragraph, is present illness. This is a 66-year-old male who has had pains along the left flank and lower chest areas for the past 2 years. Has previously been treated for pneumonias and also has been on various antibiotic regimens, period. The patient recently was seen at the Advent Hospital and had a CT of the abdomen on 3/12/25, which showed bibasilar airspace opacities more on the left side, concerning for multifocal pneumonia, period. The patient was treated with antibiotic therapy. He also had a small hiatal hernia and elevation of the right hemidiaphragm. There was a chest x-ray on 3/12/25 which showed no active infiltrates. The patient, however, did have a CT chest on June 3, 2021 which showed scarring and bronchiectasis involving the posterior medial left lower lobe. Period. The patient states he has an occasional cough, does not bring up much sputum, has no fever, such as he does have reflux, but no nausea or vomiting. He has not lost any weight recently. His labs were unremarkable. Next paragraph, past history of the patient's. Can you please add? His labs are unremarkable except for a raised blood sugar. Next, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus type 2 for over 12 years. He has had bilateral knee replacement surgery. He also has had recurrent pneumonias. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies history for smoking. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Uh, drugs in a laundromat. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of heart disease, as well as his mother. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review: the patient had no recent weight loss, no fatigue. I'm sorry, the patient did have some weight loss over the past year. No fatigue or fever. He has cataracts, sore throat and hoarseness, and has shortness of breath and post-nasal drip, coughing spells, and lower chest pains. He has urinary burning and frequency. No hay fever or asthma. He has flank pains and heartburn, and has black stools and constipation. Also has occasional, also has chest pains and arm pain and calf muscle pains. No depression or anxiety. Next paragraph. He has numbness of the extremities and no skin rash. Next, med list included metformin, 500 milligrams BID, tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN, protonix, 40 milligrams daily, voltaren, topical gel as needed, losartan, 50 milligrams daily, HCTZ, 25 milligrams daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam: this averagely built elderly male who's alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 by 80, pulse is 86, suspicion is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 174, saturation 97. HEND abnormal, cephalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. There are fine crackles at the lung bases, more on the left side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, with no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. Normal reflexes, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact, and skin reveal no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number one. Bronchiectasis with localized pulmonary fibrosis, left lower lobe. Number two is pleuritic chest pain. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CTA of the chest. Can you please add number five as rule out pulmonary embolism? Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CTA of the chest. He was given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. A complete pulmonary function study will be obtained with bronchodilator studies. The patient will get a sputum culture and gram stain, and a copy of his recent blood work was requested. If there's persistent consolidation and atelectasis of the left lower chest, left lower lobe, a bronchoscopy will be indicated. I have discussed his findings with his son present here. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Kashyap Patel, K-A-S-H-Y-A-P, Kashyap Patel, P-A-T-E-L, M-D. Thank you, Dr. Susan.